Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about executive condominium versus condo versus mixed development. Who will what more? Frankly speaking, this is not an easy topic to discuss. There are a lot of factors I need to consider so that the analysis will be as great as possible. Anyway, I've decided to compare some of these condo in the Punggol area instead so that we can have a more holistic view of their result. I will compare the Terrace with Treasure Crest and Watertown Condo right above Punggol MRT station. Without further ado, let's dive deeper into them. The first condo we are going to discuss is the executive condominium known as the Terrace in Punggol. The Terrace is located along Edgefield Plain and Punggol Drive. It is 99 years leasehold tenure and comprises 747 units of 3 to 5 bedrooms. The premium units are those that are facing the Punggol Waterway. Let's take a look at its past performance. Don't need to say more, all what? 209 profitable transactions. The return range from 500,000 to as much as 856,000 for 4 bedrooms. In terms of annualized return, they fetch from 6% to 8%. Fantastic result. EC is like BTO flats. Government give you ang bao, you still cannot see? Let's review its historical chart. Back in 2012, when it was first launched for sale, its average PSF is 811 PSF. Today, it recorded 1337 PSF. This means that prices have increased by a cool 65%. This is another reason why car COE will remain high, my friend. All EC owners, like BTO owners, can upgrade their car with ease. Next, this is a GLS site on 99 years leasehold that comes with a conservation bungalow known as Mitada House. I recall I did an assignment on this house way back in my NUS days. Anyway, Treasure Trove is located along Punggol Central and Punggol Way. Right across the road is the Punggol MRT station. It comprises 882 units of 2 to 5 bedrooms. Let's take a look at its past performance. A majority are profitable transactions. These numbers stood at 187. The return range from 400,000 to 760,000. Take note, there are already a lot of resale transactions that are equally profitable. Let me dive deeper for you to see. For example, an interesting unit stood up. This unit made a healthy profit of 681,000 with a 9.6% annualized return. The first buyer bought it only for 1.08 million directly from the developer back in 2011. The second buyer secured this resale unit after his 5 years MOP. He bought this unit in 2019 at 1.2 million from the first buyer. He kept it for 5 years and resold it for 1.9 million most recently, and this fetched him a fat profit. Here, what can we learn from this transaction? Can make money in the resale market also? Tell you all many times already, don't rule out resale properties. Let's review its historical chart. Back in 2012, when it was first launched for sale, its average PSF is 955 PSF. Today, it's trending at 1472 PSF. This means that prices have increased by 54%. Not bad too. Keep for 12 years, double by half in value. That is why residents in Punggol have to thank HDB, URA, MND, LTA, NParks, MOE, SFA, PA, ActiveSG to SPF for making Punggol Town so livable compared to 10 years ago. I personally witnessed Punggol development over the years, from an ulu place to an upcoming place that many want to live in. By the way, I love to hang around in one Punggol. Got hawker center to library. Plus, got an open atrium to watch football matches for free. Wow, what else can we ask more for? Just opposite, there is a Punggol Regional Sports Center, which is under construction. Like that, don't need to go Orchard Road already. Stay in Punggol, good enough. Need no introduction. Watertown is right above Punggol MRT station and Waterway Point. This is a mixed development, or some call it an integrated development. There are 930 units comprising 1 to 4 bedrooms apartments. It is on 99 years leasehold too. A quick look at the profitable transaction, 220 versus 14 that lose money. Okay, still acceptable. Profit range from 150,000 to a cool 1 million for 3 bedroom on the lower floor. Amazing, right? This owner has kept it since day one, when he bought it in 2012. Impressive return. Anyway, most units have a 1% to 5% annualized return. depending on the unit type and such. Here, I wouldn't be going too deeply into them. Let's take a look at the historical chart. At launch, the average price was 1166 PSF back in 2012. This is an insane price back in those days. The developers really know how to stretch buyers to the max. Today, they are trading around 1769 PSF. Thanks to the reserve residents in Bukit Timah, they are achieving close to 2,005 per square feet on average. This only makes development in Punggol so dirt cheap. Here, what are you waiting for? Wait for Tampines mixed development to be launched? Anyway, back to the price difference. Prices have appreciated by 52%. Not too bad too. Here, let us compare them all together. Let me standardize their transaction by only comparing transactions that are 1,000 to 1,005 square feet. This will capture most of the typical 3-bedroom data. We can clearly see that the Terrace, which is an EC, is doing 69% from launch. As for Treasure Trove, which is a normal condo, is doing 57%. As for Watertown, which is a mixed development, is doing 53%. Not too significant a difference as compared to Treasure Trove. The slight difference could be because Watertown was launched after Treasure and was priced slightly higher back then. The developers also, as usual, took their time to sell. They are not the Kanchiong type. They don't really need the sales to cover the construction costs. Talking about holding power. If you notice too, nobody expects prices to increase by so much. That is why I always say, stay invested. You never know when will prices go up. What can we conclude over here? Obviously, EC is the clear winner. That is why I always believe that for those who are eligible and have tons of cash and CPF, you should always consider an EC if you are an aspiring HDB upgrader. Today, EC will not make as much as those before it due to rising land costs and construction costs. This is something you need to know. You can't turn back the clock. But for those that are keen to explore EC and hopefully can make a small profit from it, there are still Lumina Grand, Altura and North Gaia to consider. The cheapest 3-bedroom start from 1.357 million. For 4-bedroom, they start from 1.64 million. And for 5-bedrooms, it start from 2.1 million. Limited choice units are available. For those who are keen to find out more, you are welcome to contact me. Based on Treasure Trove and Watertown performance, we can observe that Treasure was selling cheaper than Watertown during the onset. The former being a mixed development, and that is why it commands a slight premium. All in all, when prices start to move upwards, we can observe that both have similar achievement during the same duration. As the sayings go, a rising tide raises all boats. However, the above comparison should only be used as a reference point, as no two condos are the same. As each condo have different attributes, the timing of the launch, pricing strategy, and other factors that will affect its ultimate performance in the resale market. There is no one-size-fits-all approach. For those who are keen on the upcoming mixed development in Tampines, I will do a video on it later on when I have more information. Before I end this video, let me do some CSR. Do you know there is a blood bank in Punggol? It's located in One Punggol on the second floor just opposite the One Punggol Hawker Centre. If you are physically healthy, you can drop by to donate your precious blood. If you are unsure if you are eligible, you can always drop by to let a duty doctor to assess your health condition. I would love to donate my blood too, but sometimes I have flu-like symptoms and such. That is why I'm always rejected. Anyway, you will find this video informative. Kindly help me to give the thumbs up and share them around. Thank you for watching.